Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are with New York Post columnist and host of Piers Morgan Uncensored on YouTube, Piers Morgan. Provost of King's College, Cambridge, and columnist for the Financial Times, Gillian Tett. And he's the iconic actor who is the subject of the new documentary, You Can Call Me Bill, out in theaters now. William Shatner is over here again. Back by popular demand. These are all going to be for William Shatner. I don't know what we're all doing here.
We can't compete with space.
No, you can. What are your feelings, Bill, about AI? Oh, good question. Are you optimistic about how it will change our lives?
It's all artificial. It's going to change. It's changed everything. It's changing everything. It has changed.
Already, yeah.
It will change. And will it come alive and destroy us? Hopefully.
Okay, Gillian, what are your thoughts on Harvard and other elite institutions reinstituting this SAT as an admissions requirement? Oh, this is right up your alley.
Yeah, absolutely. Provost. I think it's a great idea because actually all the evidence shows that you get a much fairer system with SATs compared to the alternative.
It was crazy to get rid of them to begin with, was it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did they?
Because they were trying to use other ways to get more diversity.
I've got two grandchildren are trying to get into college. It's ridiculous.
No,
it's ridiculous.
The whole system of college administration is ridiculous.
The short answer is after 2020 and the George Floyd murder, America never reacts. It only overreacts. And that was one of the overreactions was, as you said, in the name of diversity, let's get rid of testing. If blacks don't do as well as whites on this, we get rid of the... And that's not... It's not helping anybody.
Well, it just promotes... It promotes a mediocrity rather than saluting and embracing excellence. And the moment
that's
you do
that... That's
a
really good point.
Then you think, as a country, if you go down that road, that way ruin lies. You know, the countries that you're competing with do not do that. You think in China they do this? But of course they don't.
But let's get real. The other issue, the huge issue, perhaps the worst issue of all, is legacy. And that's what really skews the system. And so it's an overreaction against legacy. And
you're talking about legacy admissions?
Yes, legacy admissions.
Of course, that should go too.
Mm. Absolutely.
I think they're starting to do that, finally, yes. If you're some rich asshole whose father bought your father's name is on a building, I mean, you got into that school, and probably a lot less than that got you into school's legacy. I think for a long time, they didn't even try to hide it. I mean, and of course, that's just as wrong. Okay. Bill, do you think the government is hiding evidence of alien life? They seem to think of you as somebody who's an expert on space.
That's because I am.
I know, but, you know.
Why would they? How could they hide? They can't hide a budget aberration. Why would they hide this little yellow guy comes out of a ship? You know, put him away. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're not yellow. They're green. You should know.
I'm not wearing glasses.
Okay,
you are.
You should know because you kissed one of those two. I got to say.
They do taste differently.
You got a lot of tail on that show, I got to say. Well, I disagree with you. I'm not saying there's aliens among us. I'm not saying there's not. I think,
what are you saying?
I'm saying I don't know. And you don't either.
I do know.
You don't know.
Well, it's impossible. They can't hide the...
There's nothing unscientific about it.
Don't you think an alien invasion would be the only thing that could actually unite Democrats and Republicans?
No.
They can come together and fight.
In fact, I did a whole piece about that. It's in the book. I did. And the point of it was, like, in the past, always I would have said that. And now, absolutely not.
Are we sure, are we sure Marjorie Taylor Greene is not an alien?
The first thing, if Martians landed, the first thing the Republicans would say would be, Biden. This never happened under Trump. Really, I don't even think that could unite us. Okay, so how will persistent inflation affect Biden's prospects this fall? badly. Mm.
Duh.
Does it counteract all the other positive economic news? Well, you know, every time I point out the positive economic news, somebody yells at me in some sort of...
But
somebody
wait a
write
minute.
Something
wait
like, oh, sure, it's fine for you, Bill Maher, with your private jets.
Yeah, but... what is inflation? I mean, how high does inflation have to be before it's inflation?
It's when eggs cost more.
It's what?
It's when eggs cost more. That's what, that's what people are upset
eggs.
About.
I know, but salaries are going up, too.
Yes, they are.
It's a peculiar situation. It isn't that bad, and they're just making it sound bad.
Don't say that. They'll yell at you. I'm telling you, you don't want to say that.
No,
that's
no.
What you mean to say is...
They only yell at you when you define who they is.
No, what you really want to say is, like, everybody should be a millionaire, and everybody should. Mm. No, I agree. I mean, look, I've been rich and I've been poor. Being rich is better. All right. Should Democrats demand that Justice Sonia Sotomayor retire while Biden still has time to find a replacement? Mm. Well, I don't know if you can demand.
Definitely.
Also, he has to live long enough to do that. Right? Well, sorry, but we're going to play the age game.
Right.
Start with
don't
him.
Play the age game when I'm around.
Well.
We got to go on the road together. I'm telling you.
We've had a lot of leaders recently who haven't left in time, whether it's, RBG, whether it's a queen, and they've basically created problems that were terrible later on. I mean, you know, why is...
What are you talking about?
Well, the royal family was infantilized by the fact
that... The queen was basically the female William Shatner. Where the older she got, the older... I will explain. The older she got, the more popular she became and the wiser she grew.
And so, question, if she had actually...
And the better she looked in a dress.
And earlier, do you not think that Prince Charles and the rest of the royal family would have had to grow up quicker?
No, I think Charles is doing a great job. He just, unfortunately, he's been stricken with a serious illness. But actually, no, I don't. I actually believe in experience.
What do you mean, doing a great job? What does he do? What's the job? But you said he's doing a great job. What? I don't know.
You think your leaders are any better?
No. Well, first of all, they're not your leaders. But you said what? I want to know what constitutes doing a great job. That's your job.
I think the biggest mistake your country ever made was getting rid of the monarchy. Because if you kept it, you could have had King Piers by now. Thank you. He likes that idea.
Well,
I don't.
They provide a comfort blanket to the nation, which I think is underrated. And I think the way that you see the political divide in this country, and there's no one above the political fray to just bring everyone together at the right moment, as the Queen did in the COVID pandemic.
There's Taylor Swift.
They are precisely above everybody else. That's why there's another one in here about the royal family. I swear to God. And that was my point. It's like, I will never say to somebody, Your Highness. I had a royal person on the show, not from your country, and I refused to say it. Your Highness? Are you kidding? What could be more illiberal than that? When saying to another human being...
Well, actually, I did notice you didn't give her full title, which is OBE, Order of the British Empire.
I'll forget about that,
awarded by the royal family.
But that's not the same thing. As I don't call her Your Highness.
You can try.
Your Highness. Will Biden agree to debate Trump? Should he? Let's turn to you first, wise one.
Yes.
Will Biden agree to debate Trump, and should he? That is a good question.
Yes.
He will? You think he will?
I just said yes. You can.
That is...
He did answer the question.
Believe me, I'm old enough to know there are some bad things about aging, but one of the great things is you just get to be cranky. You just do. It is just, it's so wonderful. And then you just get that pass. I think he will. I think it's going to be bad on Biden. if he goes into the debate. I mean, I've said it before, they're almost the same age, but for some reason, Trump just doesn't present as old and feeble, and he kind of looks the same.
Trump would destroy him in a live debate.
He would destroy Biden
in a live debate. I mean, how many live press conferences has Joe Biden done?
Right? Well, that's true.
I mean, there's a reason they don't put him in front of a large gathering of the media for a sustained period of time taking questions.
Right.
There's a reason.
Okay. Yeah, it's true.
Well, he doesn't have to answer in a debate, which he hasn't in the other debates. Mm. He just doesn't answer the question or the subject. He
that's
says
true.
He
Who's Biden or Trump?
Either one of them. I mean, that's the truth. They're not really debates, ever. I mean, we haven't really had debates. They're both on the stage. They ask a question. They say whatever they want. They talk over each other.
Mm. Or, in his case, talk behind each other.
Right. Trump does that. But, and... We got to go on the road together.
First, I want to see that.
First stop, Antarctica.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.